Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Larry Mullins, and here are today's top local stories. The nurses' strike is getting ugly. It's day two, and the union is alleging that at least one of the hospitals, Mount Sinai, is illegally firing people. It also claims the hospital unlawfully disciplined more than a dozen folks who spoke out just hours before the strike began, says they did it with a voicemail. The nurses' union goes on to say that the folks at Presby and Montefiore also have been involved in intimidation and retaliatory practices against union efforts. We haven't heard from Montefiore and Presby, but officials at Mount Sinai say don't even try it. They say the three nurses were fired because they allegedly tried to sabotage the hospital and interfere with patient safety. The hospital, in a statement, goes so far as to say the nurses actually hid or locked critical supply cabinets that were designed to care for vulnerable newborns. It says those nurses will be reported to the Office of Professional Discipline. Whoa! I told you this was getting ugly, Wins family. This new development comes as nearly 15,000 union nurses across the city continue to walk in what has become the biggest nurses' strike in the history of New York. 1010 Winds reporter Mary Lynn Buckley out with picketers at the top of the broadcast on this Tuesday.
Nurses are wearing red holding signs and on the picket line outside of Mount Sinai Hospital.
Absolutely agreed.
Chris, a psychiatry nurse, has been out here for 2 days straight.
We barely take breaks. And we're trying to fix the ratios.
Sheree Mapson has worked here at Mount Sinai for over 20 years, and he says he's never seen conditions this poor.
The patient safety, so we need that to be taken care of. And also our healthcare benefits, also important.
And for Yulita, she says ultimately everyone here wants to get back to work, which is why it's so crucial that all parties reach a deal.
Management has not come to the negotiation table.
Mary Lynn Buckley, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM outside of Mount Sinai.
The nurses have gotten the support of New York Mayor Zoran Mamdani, who says nurses are not asking for millions, but pensions to be safeguarded, to be protected in their own workplaces, and to get the pay and health benefits they deserve. We will continue monitoring developments, and we will keep you posted. Eric Adams now, no longer in office, but the alleged corruption which plagued his final year as mayor continues to haunt. They've charged the former aide with bribery now in two separate pay-to-play schemes. Prosecutors say Tony Herbert is connected to an $11,000 deal with a security company, allegedly in exchange for pressuring other city officials to give the company some contracts at public housing projects. In another, the indictment says Herbert took $5,000 in kickbacks from the head of a funeral home in exchange for approving financial assistance for burial services for low-income families. The Fed says Herbert covered it up by doctoring the books. They say he abused positions he held from 2022 to 2025. And then this, the indictment quoted Herbert as allegedly telling the security executive, quote, "This is what we do, bro," and adding, "That was one of the reasons I told him, Mayor Adams, he had to put the security back in NYCHA so we could submit for that." Herbert is charged with bribery, wire fraud, extortion, and federal program fraud. Adams is not named as part of the indictment, nor is he charged with anything. Well, to say the outrage is mounting over these latest incidents involving ICE is an understatement. More rallies planned today, here at home even, after ICE grabbed a central New York City staffer, a data analyst, when the guy went to a routine court appointment yesterday on Long Island. Mac Rosenberg is on that.
Standing in solidarity with a forceful message.
ICE out of New York!
Colleagues of Rafael Andres Rubio Bojorquez say he did nothing wrong. Council member Sandy Nurse.
This is not about law and order. This is about power. And specifically, this is a political project by the United States president to enact white power.
Councilmember Carmen De La Rosa says this is about more than just one person.
Imagine the hundreds of thousands that disappear overnight without a warning.
DHS says Rubio's visa expired in 2017. Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Well, police say a 27-year-old man got jabbed in the stomach at a Times Square McDonald's early this morning. He was inside the restaurant right there at Broadway and West 45th. This is just before 6 o'clock. They took him to Bellevue. He's in stable condition. Police say it looks like the stabbing came after a big fight between the victim and the suspect, who hightailed it. They are still looking for him at this hour. For this next one, 1010 Winds had to dig deep. I'm talking really deep, pooper scooper deep, to get this story. And who didn't see this coming? They found a way, listen to this, to tie Rover's emissions, wink, wink, to your DNA. This is wild. Listen to this.
The property manager of Hudson Harbor in Edgewater, Christina Ortiz, says every resident pup is required to be swabbed so their genetic info can be kept on file. when a piece of dog poo is found on the property.
Oddly enough, we take a small piece of it and we put it in what they send, like these biohazard containers, and we send it off to the lab, and they're able to connect it to which dog it may belong to.
And so far, it's working.
We've had a couple homeowners, obviously, who we had to find. It's very rare that we have repeat offenders.
The company that offers this high-tech solution to a messy problem is aptly named Poo Prints. Marla Diamond, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Oh, my goodness. And Rover's sitting there looking at him and going, what you about to do with that thing? Somebody say you need to feed Rover something that'll stop him up so he don't put droppings everywhere and cost us money. I think I better leave this one alone because I don't want to end up in the doghouse with my bosses. This is crazy. A word from the judge to the lawyers representing accused Gilgo Beach serial killer Rex Heuermann. All right, fellas, you're on the clock to get any other outstanding challenges you have in this case submitted before trial or else.
Come hell or high water, the trial will begin after Labor Day. Those words from the judge in the suspected Gilgo Beach serial killer case as Rex Heuermann's attorney, Danielle Coyce, once again tries to fight the DNA evidence against her client.
Individuals throw away their garbage all the time, and the law supports this idea of abandonment. Rex Heuermann may have abandoned his pizza crust, but he never abandoned all that personal information that's now in our DNA.
Suffolk County DA Ray Tierney says the DNA results show without a doubt that Heuermann committed the crimes against him.
We're ready for trial.
Heuermann pleaded not guilty. Sophia Hall, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM on Long Island.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.